to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
And this is Harold Gunn, our guest today. It's very interesting. It's ides of like World War II when all of our major corporations started doing things for the war effort. Ford, one of the major ones back then, that converted over to be making tanks and airplanes and stuff like that. Well, they're doing it now also. There's a collaboration between Ford, General Electric Health, 3M, and the United Auto Workers to construct and build and provide and ship and distribute much-needed equipment during this coronavirus epidemic. And our guest today is Elizabeth Kraft. She's Commercial Vehicles Manager for Ford. We're going to talk about that program, plus also get into some new product, the 2020 Super Duties and so on, because we're going to come out of this and we'll probably need to buy something new to make us feel good when we do. So, in the meantime, remember, you are listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
Absolutely.
And I hope everybody's doing well. I mean, you know, we're still trying to figure out what you can and cannot do. Where can I go? How do I deal with this?
Right.
And then just the personal side of it. You said before the show started, or somebody said, you know, I've got cabin fever. We got to go do something.
Yeah, we're going to do a ranch trip. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
We're all going to be, you know, cleaning everything, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So three old folks, I almost said another word. Anyway, three old folks getting together in a small cabin. But you know.
That can be dangerous right there.
Yeah, thank you. But out in the woods, man, you know, and get some chores done and deal with it. And somebody said, well, the Hill Country, there may be a bunch of rain. I said, well, then that's that many more cowboy movies, man.
Let me offer this to our listeners. Written about it. We just finished the May issue of Texas Outdoors Journal. Great issue.
The pig issue.
The pig issue. Oh, you bet. I mean, that's always a fun one for the entire team. I wrote about this, and it's unfortunate that the government has to step in and make regulations or prohibit the masses because of a few.
Correct.
Okay, and
correct.
Where I'm going with correct. This is all the boat ramps that are shut down, the beaches that are shut down because people are not acknowledging social distancing. Mm-hmm. You and I talk all the time.
Of course you do.
And, you know, I may question some things, but these are the rules, and there's people a lot smarter and more in the know. Mm-hmm. You got to play by the rules, okay? We will have plenty of time after this is passed to debate and discuss.
Oh, and we will.
What was right, what was wrong.
Coming up to the election.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Without
yeah.
question.
Yeah.
But for just most of the time, we do things in solitude, in mm-hmm. isolated places.
Right.
We fish. But now, that if you can't launch your boat, if you don't have a boat that's hanging in a sling or in a dock on mm-hmm. a lake or on the coast,
right.
you're somewhat restricted. Kayakers, mm-hmm. hey, you can still
got
slip,
it made now.
Yeah, you can slip into a shoreline right. and fish an area. And certainly for hunting, spring turkey season mm-hmm. underway.
Right.
We don't have that much public land in Texas. So we're dealing with private land
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, continue to monitor the social distancing. A little extra room around the campfire.
Yeah,
well, you know?
Yeah, but what a concept, mutual respect.
Ooh.
Huh?
Haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah, but that's really what it is. Like I told you before we started the show, you know, the guys coming up, a couple are going to beat me there. And I said, okay, get the, you know, I got Clorox wipes and stuff. You want to just go wipe the house down. And then as we each arrive, we'll, you know, Purell our hands when we get out of our vehicles. And then we're cool.
Sure.
We're cool for the whole trip.
Yeah. And I'll bet over the weekend, it'll be interesting to hear your report and all the escapades that you all do.
Yeah.
But I bet you just probably will put a little more distance between you. You know, I mean, maybe not the hugs and the handshakes. Mm. It's kind of, I mean, it's just things yeah. that.
But my kitchen table is real small. But still, you know, first one sneezes gets shot. That's what. Anyhow, but still, you know, we all of us that are going right now, as far as we know, we're healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying, there could be a lot of people out there carrying this that don't know it because they haven't shown the
yeah. You
the
know,
symptoms,
so everybody talks about testing,
but yeah,
you know, and that testing gives you the results of where you were at the time of the test.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that you are now have a, you know, a blank card
correct.
Forever
correct.
Because you could walk out the door and
sure.
be exposed right. and become infected.
Well, you're supposed to have the symptoms to go get the test anyway.
Exactly, exactly.
So,
do have some great news in the outdoor world. I did not lie to our listeners because uh-huh. I have been touting OH Ivy
mm-hmm.
for months, saying it's correct. Due,
yeah.
it's coming. Well, guess what?
Mm.
OH Ivy, which if you don't know is about an hour east of San Angelo, has produced the fourth and final Toyota Sharelunker Legacy class as the season ended on at the end of March. Mm. But this was caught on March 29. James Maupin from Cyprus had scheduled a trip to Amistad with his dad, but had to cancel it. Instead, the pair ventured to Ivy, where he caught Sharelunker 585 mm. on a Texas rig in 7 feet of water. The Sharelunker weighed 13.15 pounds and was 27 inches long and 20 inches in girth. Talked to longtime buddy and Ivy fishing guide, Kevin Burleson. Mm-hmm. He has Heart of Texas Bow Hunting. He's been a guest right. With us many times. And he heard that the fish was caught in deep water because we were talking about the Ivy Drift, drifting deep flats, 25, 30, and deeper water.
Oh, okay.
With a Carolina rig, what we call dredging. The report coming from Parks and Wildlife said that it was caught on a Texas rig in 7 feet of water.
Mm-hmm.
So not sure which is correct. But the neat thing is we had two from Alan Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And as we will note later in the outdoor report, it is still very much showing fish in a pre-spawn mode.
Okay, so I mean, we can still fish. We just can't share our lunkers.
Yeah, they're not going to pick up the lunkers.
Yeah.
And given the coronavirus situation, mm-hmm. this is an excuse for them to say, okay, well, we're not coming after them anyway.
Oh, okay.
Because it's after the spawning deadline.
Mm-hmm.
But our west and northern lakes that typically spawn later,
mm-hmm.
like in April,
right.
well, they wouldn't qualify anyway, and there's been much concern. You got some in your hand.
Yeah, firearms. I mean, this is just the latest. The thing keeps changing, but U.S. firearm sales, they soared in March. Of course, the pandemic got something to do with it. Unit sales topped an estimated 2.5 million, up 85.3% year over year, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Gun sales aren't tracked in the U.S., but the FBI system is largely considered a proxy for sales by the firearms industry. The jump has no precedent in recorded history. At least over the past 20 years they've been doing this, presumably a one-off effect, even though it may carry on for another month or two, said the chief economist for the Small Arms Analytics told Bloomberg. Though I hate to well, Bloomberg News, that's not the same as that guy that I don't like. Anyway, handgun sales increased 91.1% year over year per this analysis, and long gun sales were up 73.6%.
Okay. Need something to look forward to?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
How about the private recreational angler red snapper season?
Oh,
it's been set.
Okay.
It's going to open Monday, June 1st, for a projected 63 days in federal waters. Of course, red snapper fishing is open in state waters out to 9 nautical miles. In federal waters, when the fed season opens, the bag and size limit will remain unchanged. 2 fish per day, 16-inch minimum. And 4 fish per person with a 15-inch minimum. And you got to be careful if you are fishing, and this has to do with for hire boats, but if they are licensed with a reef permit in federal waters, they can't fish state waters.
Okay.
And if you are in state waters and you're not licensed for reef, you can't. They can't be out in federal waters. So you need to be a little careful and just ask that of whoever you go fishing with.
Okay.
So, and again, turkey season is underway. Lots of jakes. So the poor mature toms are going to be having to.
Very frustrated.
Yeah, they will be very, very, very frustrated. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, plus the outdoor report. We may even find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and really proud to let you know that we've got a new sponsor, Third Coast Thermal, launched in 2015 and owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. When it comes time to invest in these hunting tools, the professionals at Third Coast Thermal will provide their analysis of products that will help assure a well-informed hunting investment is made. Third Coast Thermal carries top brand names that have been vetted for your day and nighttime hunting needs. Right now, Third Coast Thermal has available for delivery the Trijicon Mark III, the Mark II 35 thermal scope. Also, they have in stock. Everything is now in with their order from Envision and Pulsar.
Okay.
Hey, all great names there.
Right.
Third Coast Thermal has satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information on Third Coast Thermal, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or call 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574. 827-4574.
And you have had the opportunity to hunt with these products, haven't you?
I've known Clifford Cheadle for a few years now, and Tom Claycomb and I did a hill country hunt. He had a suppressed 308 and a thermal imagery. And let me tell you, we were combining it with different techniques. Mm-hmm. We had a slow glow. I mean, we didn't have the gun the night before. And we missed pigs because we couldn't see them with what we had.
Yeah,
they did not come to the slow glow and the feeder that was lit up. The night that we did have it, they came in to the slow glow. And then, of course, with the thermal imagery, it puts off that heat signature of the animal.
Right.
And Tom made the comment, he was a shooter, that when he shot, he kind of lined him up and dropped two with one shot. But in the tall grass, could no longer see with regular binoculars or other vision, but could still see the heat signature
there
of the animal,
go.
You know? So it's way cool stuff. And what I really enjoy about working with the folks at Third Coast Thermal is they're going to help you maximize your hunting equipment dollars, okay? Rather than going by out and buying cheap stuff, come back and buy something good.
Well, it sounds like you and Tom had a really good time.
We did. We had a great time.
We've been together on the show how many years? But you, Bill and Tom.
Do you really want to go there? Where are you going this weekend?
Yeah, okay. Well, there ain't room for you in the house, Bill. I'm sorry. Anyway, okay. You're doing a magazine anyway. You're busy. Okay. Speaking of the magazine, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday, as well as Monday and Tuesday, is a trio of good days. Wednesday and Thursday are our two best days of the week. Friday's another good one. Next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday are fair. This weekend and Monday and Tuesday, we'll find game most active from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. On Wednesday and Thursday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, times will have continued to adjust with game most active from early afternoon until either side of sunset. On Tuesday, April the 7th, we will have a full moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. This Sunday through Wednesday is a string of days with a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Thursday is another three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. Friday has a double-tide schedule. Next Saturday and Sunday will each have a single-tide schedule of one high and one low.
Yes, folks, Harold and I have been practicing social distancing from each other long before it was fashionable. All right, on the coast, Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana, Sabine Lake. Fishing's been good, solid visibility. Trout fishing has been excellent, drifting the south revetment wall on Sabine Lake using shrimp. East Galveston Bay, the city of Galveston is advising against recreational fishing during a shelter-in-place ordinance. However, the reports that we've gotten, sheep's head are spawning around the jetties. That is in full swing. Texas City, Big Black Drum have been excellent on blue crab. Freeport, most boat ramps and bait shops are all open at this time. East Matagorda and West Matagorda, the boat ramps are closed. However, those that have gotten on the water have found good fishing along the shoreline for speckled trout on shrimp. Port O'Connor, sheepshead, very good near the big jetties. Rockport, most bait shops have remained open. Redfish are very good using small white shrimp or finger mullet. Aransas, Port Aransas, redfish and trout are good along the south jetty on shrimp. Baffin Bay, trout are excellent on shrimp. Redfish are good on soft plastics or shrimp. Port Mansfield, trout and red fishing have been good, but the flounder and east cut using soft plastics and shrimp under a popping cork has been very good. Isabel, Port Isabel, trout can be found in shallow grass flats along the lower Laguna Madre, and redfish found in 2 feet of water or less. And finally, South Padre, speckled trout are hanging around the color changes.
Hey, in East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen, largemouth bass remain good early with top water and shallow in the flooded timber with worms and spinners. Caddo, largemouth bass are good in shallow water with swim baits, plastic worms, and crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in shallow water. Catfish are excellent on prepared bait and live bait in 15 to 20 feet of water. Conroe, largemouth bass remain good on top waters, soft plastics, spinners, and jigs in shallower than 6 feet of water around structures. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs shallow in creeks and around structure. Fork, largemouth bass are good on soft plastic creatures, lipless crankbaits and chatterbaits, spawning in creeks and coves in 2 to 8 feet. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows in the creeks. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass are good on medium-sized crankbaits and Texas rig creature baits in spawning areas. Livingston, black bass are staying good in creeks with worms, spinners, and jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs sticking to the shallow water. Nackinich, largemouth bass are good with lots of activity most all of the day in shallow water on spinners and creature baits. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows remaining around structure and in creek mouths and around vegetation. Sam Rayburn, largemouth bass are good within flooded timber and any vegetation with worms, crankbaits, spinners. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Toledo Bend, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, spinners and jigs shallow and with cover. Athens, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, jigs, square-billed crankbaits, and bladed spinnerbaits, working the vegetation edges of shorelines and creeks. Belton, crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Fayette, largemouth bass are good on plastic worms, spinners, and crankbaits among the vegetation, moving shallower into the spawning areas. Sunfish are good on worms and crickets around bank ledges and structure. Palestine, largemouth bass are good in shallow water, working soft plastics and flipping jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in creeks or near shallow structure. White bass are good on swim baits and jigs in the creeks. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, plastic worms and frogs and bladed jigs work in the flats, submerged vegetation and creeks. White bass and hybrids are good on jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near structure. Catfish are excellent on live bait and cut bait. Somerville, white bass and hybrids are good fishing creeks with rooster tails and jigs. Crappie are good with minnows and jigs. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stink bait in 12 to 20 feet of water. Largemouth bass are good with plastic worms, crankbait, large spinners, and jigs near the creeks and cove. Stillhouse, black bass are good on crankbait, spinners, and Carolina rig soft plastic worms, working vegetation and in the creeks. Tewakinee, catfish are good on live bait and cut bait in 25 to 45 feet of water. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic worms, and square-billed crankbaits in coves and creeks. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on swim baits and creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around structure, including the docks and the marinas. Tyler, black bass are good on Carolina rig creature baits and worms, as well as spinners and jigs, fishing dock structures and natural shorelines in creeks and coves. Crappie are good on jigs and minnows near submerged structure or near the brush and the creeks.
And in South Texas, out Del Rio way, where the Devil's River structure and points remain the most successful portion on Amistad Reservoir for largemouth bass, a variety of baits have been successful. Calaveras, one of our power plant lakes, largemouth are good on with an early topwater bite. Choke Canyon, largemouth bass have been good with movement throughout the day around grassy shorelines. White bass remain good in the Frio River. Corpus, largemouth bass are good in coves and along weed beds and creeks with a variety of baits. Falcon, bass are good as they are constantly moving all day close to coves, flooded vegetation, and points. Texana, submerged vegetation and brush has been holding good fishing for largemouth bass. Allen Henry, as we mentioned, bass are great with spinners and swim jigs with a heavy pre-spawn bite. Coleman, hybrid stripers remain good in numbers. Largemouth bass are good on topwaters, jerkbaits, and bottom bumping along the shelves and creeks and coves. OH Ivy, bass are good pushing shallower structure. That should remain, should be read, actually, spawning activity continues.
Okay. Heading to the Hill Country. Lake Austin, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, chatterbaits, plastic worms in shallow coves. Sunfish are good on cutworms and corn in the shallower structure of the docks. Catfish are good on prepared baits and cut bait. Buchanan, largemouth bass are good with jigs, plastics, spinners, and crankbaits working creeks and covers. Striped bass are fair. White bass are good on minnows in the creeks. Canyon, largemouth bass are good in creeks and grassy shorelines with square-billed crankbaits, jerkbaits, plastic creatures, and spinners. LBJ, black bass are good in spawn activity in creeks and spawning coves on jigs and plastic creatures, spinners, and shallow diving crankbaits. Crappie are good on jigs around brush, marinas, and docks. White bass are good fishing the river. Travis, white bass are good in shallow water with spawning activity in creeks, working jigs, and, small crankbaits. Waco, Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits, plastic frogs, and other topwater baits, as well as chatterbaits in the coves and creeks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in creeks and inlets. Sunfish are good on worms or crickets. Channel and blue cats are excellent on cut shad and live bait. And here's the point, too. You know, the pressure is light now. Get out there. It's a great to get out there, and it'll make you feel so much better.
Oh, it really will.
Yeah.
Really will. And on inland lakes like this, if you've got a canoe or kayak,
right,
launch from shore,
sure,
and just stay in that pocket or cove. I mean, right, do you don't need to run all over the lake.
Or just walk down to the bank and fling it.
Hey, that works too. We've done that.
Yeah, we've done that.
All right. On the hunting scene through April 30th, the spring turkey season in the one turkey bag limit counties of Bastrop, Caldwell, Colorado, Fayette, Jackson, Lavaca, Lee, Matagorda, Milam, and Wharton continues. The South Zone spring turkey season continues through May 3rd. The North Zone season has opened this weekend in the South Zone, and that will run through May 17, javelina season. And the other open counties for squirrel continues through August 31. All right.
Yes?
Have you been sheltering in place, or have you been on or off the road?
Oh, both. Got to get out there. You
yeah.
know that. And this is the great thing to do. Boy, they're selling these things like hotcakes, too. The Jeep 2020 model year Gladiator Overland 4x4. That's their truck.
Uh-huh.
And those things are selling like hot cakes. And a little bit bigger wheelbase for the truck, so it's not like they just put a bed on the back end of a Wrangler. Of course, obviously all that capability you'd expect anyhow. But mine had a granite crystal metallic clear coat, black interior, leather bucket seats. Oh, their 3.6 liter V6 is just a heck of a good engine. It's made into an 8-speed automatic transmission. And, of course, you got all the standard stuff. I mean, Jeeps come so equipped with advanced airbags, command track, part-time four-wheel and all-wheel drive, big Dana front and rear axles, big tours, big wheels, skid plates for the fuel tank, transfer case. I mean, all the stuff. Because it's first and foremost, it is always a Jeep. So they're going to have that for you. Optional on this, they have the leather trim seats, full-length floor console, and premium leather-wrapped park bench type back seat, and the door handles are all leather wrapped. It's all very cool. Of course, the doors come off. It's a Jeep. So does most of the top. Body color, three-piece hardtop, rear sliding window, rear window defroster, adaptive cruise control. I mean, all the comfort you're going to have on the highway anyway. The best thing they ever did to the Jeep was extend the frame so it doesn't ride like a Jeep, and put that 3.6 liter in it. Doesn't ride like a Jeep. Great vehicle, supremely capable. Base price is $40. This one was absolutely loaded to the gills at 56. 17 miles per gallon in the city, 22 on the highway. And now you're never going to have a better time to buy a vehicle because of dealerships, because things are tight. Sorry about that. But so you're looking at all kind of, you know, zero down, no payments for 90 days, 0% for 84 months. I mean, there's a lot of deals out there, and a lot of them you can do it by phone.
Yeah.
And on your computer.
Sure.
Let me check these things out. So check this one out. 2020 Jeep Gladiator Overland.
Okay. And this has just standard seatbelt configuration, not the five-point attachment.
Correct.
Okay. And there was no crash helmet in the in the seat when you got in, right?
Well, yeah. Okay. But these things, they are fun off-road, I'm telling you. You got it, G.I. Okay.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Ford products, what Ford's doing to help battle the coronavirus epidemic. Elizabeth Kraft, she's on her way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information.
From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with more Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It's the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We talk about social distancing. What better way than to get a load of Fortified Cottonseed?
Right.
Head to the hunting lease or your ranch and do something good for the deer herd.
Absolutely.
Those bucks still need to recover from the rut. Mama deer are carrying does that they'll be dropping here in about 6 weeks' time,
mm-hmm.
and they need to be ready to produce the milk so that those little critters can get up and get their legs under them. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
Got some information last week that I say hit my hot button because it's such a grand effort in reminding me of World War II. I was born near then, but I don't remember it very much. But about our great companies, the effort that they did during World War II, the arsenal of democracy, shifting from cars and trucks to tanks and planes. And saw this, and Ford, our good friends at Ford, partnering with 3M, GE Healthcare, and getting the boost, too, with the United Auto Workers, we're going to get into that, to make product during this coronavirus epidemic, actually. And so talked to my good friend Mike Levine last week, who is the Ford Products Communication Manager, and the story has changed a bunch in a week's time. Our guest, Elizabeth Kraft, Commercial Vehicles Manager, is going to tell us about it. Elizabeth, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm good. Bill and Harold, how are you guys?
We're fine. By the way, because you guys are going to be making masks and respirators, can we get some press samples?
We'll put you on the list, but unfortunately, we're shipping it over priority.
So. Yeah, I know. But kind of tell folks about the program, because, like I said, first it got started, and it was going to gear up, but now the gearing up is even faster. So kind of tell us about the setup and where we are this week.
Yeah, and as you guys can imagine, this is just changing by the moment. It's really incredible what our engineers have done in such a short period of time. And our innovation group with D. Ford, they've really ramped up some incredible production and working and partnering with these companies, these medical supply companies, to create some go-fast solutions using design thinking. And in many cases, we've reacted within a day or two to the ever-changing environment, and the regulations that have been passed down. So we're partnering with 3M to manufacture powered air purifying respirators, or PAPRs, and we're leveraging 3M. I'm collaborating with them on a new design and using our parts from both companies, from their company and ourselves, to meet urgent demand for first responders and healthcare workers. So the new PAPR design is going to be facilitated in a Ford facility in addition to some 3M production, and those are underway and in development right now.
Yeah, one of the original things, I'm sorry, Elizabeth, I hate to interrupt. One of the original things that popped up, and it was sort of like, you know, but like using Ford F-150 seat ventilator fans and some of this equipment. Is that still going to be part of it?
Yeah, it is. And then this is kind of what I had mentioned earlier about the crazy smart engineers, right? So
yeah.
What they did is they kind of came together and they worked with some of the companies to determine, okay, how can we create a solution, a temporary solution or a solution in the near future where we can ramp up production on these? And so we went and took a look at all of the parts and supplies that we had available to us at scale. And some of these, so that was a great example that you just used. There's another example that I heard of the other day about using the window weathering straps to be able to repurpose those for elastic bands that are going to be produced on our face shields. So there's a lot of really creative designs, and honestly, every day it kind of evolves with what we're using and how we're implementing those products with our partners. But everything has been FDA approved, and we're making sure that we are keeping safety on the obviously the forefront of our minds. So that's priority number one. But being able to repurpose some of our parts and products to use for these medical equipment has been something that's been a really interesting experience, and our DeFord engineers have just done a great job.
Elizabeth, Bill Olson, as a longtime Ford guy, I can't tell you how proud I am of Ford Motor. First off, y'all didn't take any TARP money. secondly, the engineering, and in recent, we're getting a history lesson of how corporations addressed World War II and how quickly that was retooled. Your engineers to repurpose, you know, some of the products for a different application is amazing. During World War II, they referred to that as the greatest generation. You know, there may be an opportunity for this generation to have its moniker, you know, rewritten. But as y'all are moving forward, tell us how this started, because from what we're hearing from President Trump, actually, the corporations already saw the need to retool, and you all approached the government, and then the dialogue started. Is that about right?
Right. Well, we are working with local, state, and federal officials to respond to the pandemic accordingly. Right. And this was certainly something. I mean, in our 117-year-old company, we've always tried to step up and respond to when the country's in need. And so, of course, during the early stages of the pandemic, that was absolutely discussions that we were having internally on how can we respond to this. And as our plants began to shut down, you know, due to the COVID, we, of course, knew that we were going to respond whether or not we were called upon to do so or not. So it's always been something that we've been talking about internally quite a bit, whether, you know, the government has regulated that to us. So, you know, I think that some of the interesting components of that, though, and there's been a lot of chatter, of course, with President Trump on expectations, but we had just recently announced, I believe it was yesterday morning, that we are going to continue to move forward with a ventilator production alongside GE Healthcare. And we're working to produce about 50,000 ventilators in Michigan in the next 100 days at our Ronsonville plant.
Yeah, Elizabeth, let me interrupt you. We needed to get our midpoint break out of the way because this is such great information. I hate to interrupt, but we need to do it. Bear with us for a couple of minutes, okay?
No problem.
Great. We're going to take a two-minute break, but then I'm going to be back with Elizabeth Kraft, Commercial Vehicles Manager for Ford Motor Company, in this great story.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
I'm Stephen Ebling. I'm a fifth-generation farmer. My family has farmed and run cattle on the same piece of ground for over 120 years. We raise Black Angus cattle, and then we grow cotton, wheat, cucumbers, and seed millet. You just get up and go to work, and you never finish. The nice thing about Capital Farm Credit is it's rooted in agriculture. When I call and I say, hey, I need this done, it's a matter of minutes, not a matter of days or weeks. We're doing our part, and together, we will get there.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Back with Texas Outdoor News. That was the world's fastest two-minute break. I forgot that was a 30-second break. Are you still with us, Elizabeth?
I am still here.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you didn't run off to get some coffee. Anyway, we're talking about the ventilators, but also you said 50,000 within 100 days, but you're gearing up rapidly in some pretty large numbers for face shields, right?
We are. So in regards to the face shields, and this has been something that I've worked kind of closely on, and I'm so humbled to be able to be a part of it because it's just incredible watching how quickly UAW workers have come together and band together with our engineers to assemble these face shields. So right now we're ramping up production to between 750,000 and 1 million per week. And those are getting shipped across the country. And as of this morning, we've shipped just over 500,000 so far.
See, people need to realize this a little, because you guys are doing this, and when you look at these people out there that are doing the sneaky deals and jacking up prices, and hopefully a lot of them are going to go to prison, it's just a great story. Let me ask, because obviously your people have to work, so I'm sitting here assuming that we're making face shields, and then probably the first ones will be the workers that are making the face shields so they can keep working, right? And then it gets out to all the medical personnel?
That's correct, yeah. So we're working, our UAW workers are on a volunteer basis right now.
Wow.
So, again, their health and safety is our priority. So
sure.
We have implemented quite a few measures at our plant, our Troy Design Manufacturing plant here locally in Metro Detroit, to ensure that we're protecting them first and foremost.
Now, these are all first going. I'm sorry. These are all first going to people though in the medical field and first responders and hospitals and stuff like that, right?
Correct. Yes. So we've partnered with three major medical supply distribution companies across the country: Health Trust, Premier, and Priority. And those three companies are helping us determine the need across the country, whether that's in hot zones or that's in areas that have been hit pretty hard with cases for the coronavirus. So we, as an organization, we manufacture automobiles, so medical supplies has not been our forte. So we are leaning on partners that can help us and guide us through who needs what and when. So right now, about 80% of our production for face shields is distributed through the healthcare suppliers, and then 20% is distributed through those requests that we receive through our dedicated email request line, which is ppe1@4.com. Again, ppe1@4.com. So if you have any requests for face shields, then specific for face shields, you can go ahead and email those requests to that line, and then we'll be able to get you accommodated with that. We're also shipping face shields not just to medical facilities, but as first responders as well. So many police departments and fire departments are now starting to receive face shields, and the response has been overwhelming. And you know, we are just so thankful and grateful that we can provide some of this equipment to these first responders. And we're always humbled, right, by how much they're putting themselves at risk at the front lines to protect everybody else. So it's the least thing we can do, and these, of course, are no charge to them.
Elizabeth, from the reports that we're hearing from President Trump and his task force, obviously we're having to retool, ramp up, and resupply because our supplies are very low for our country's needs. But then over time, as we get a handle on the virus here domestically, the United States has already committed to help countries abroad. So I'm assuming that we will continue to lead on corporations like Ford to continue to produce for the rest of the world.
Yeah, in terms of what we're doing globally, I don't have all of those details yet, but I do know that we are absolutely working with other markets to provide supplies where needed as well.
Of course, and we know those details are going to change tomorrow. But
sure.
Again, people that are interested, we've got somebody out there, you know, in our audience, or, you know, there's a doctor going, boy, I can use some of those. What, again, is that address that the medical professionals can go to get product?
Sure, it's PPE1. @Ford.com.
TPE1@Ford.com, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, and is that...
And that'll get you to an automated response that starts the intake form process of us understanding some more of the details that are needed, priority level, quantities requested. You know, we've got quite a bit of information that we need to collect to ensure we have the accurate information to be able to ship you the appropriate material.
Yeah, Elizabeth, is that the number one TPE, one, right? Not O-N-E.
The number one at Ford.com.
Okay, great. You're scratching your head there. You got something, Bill?
Oh, yeah, just real quick, because we're about to run out of time. While you all are helping in the healthcare industry, work goes on with the great Ford products. Real quick, we got about a minute. Anything new that you want to enlighten our listeners Ford product-wise?
Sure. I mean, as manager of commercial vehicles, of course, I'm going to probably head right immediately to that segment.
Sure.
But for our 2020 Transit, which is in dealerships now, we are excited to launch a new feature of all-wheel drive. So now the vehicle can kind of go wherever you want it to go. And we also have for 2020 Transit a really exciting feature, which is the crew van. So that's two-row seating for up to five, and that allows you to still have full cargo capacity in the back with now two rows of seating. And we are also offering quite a few different engine and transmission options for Transit as well. For Super Duty, you know, it's really about the next level of built Ford Tough capability and power and technology. We have a whole list of best-in-class next-level capability numbers, but we just actually are excited to announce that we had won the Truck Trend Truck of the Year for 2020 Super Duty. Best-in-class snowplow prep package. We've got best-in-class payload capacity at 7,850 pounds. So there's a lot of good stuff happening there, and both vehicles are integrated with a Ford Pass Connect standard modem with 4G LTE Wi-Fi for connectivity for up to 10 devices.
So that's great.
Really be the mobile office that you need and go wherever you need it to go.
Yeah, just a tremendous lineup. Again, go to Ford.com and check those things out, friends. Wish we had more time. It's such a wonderful story. Elizabeth, thank you for spending time with us today.
Bill and Harold, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Our guest, Elizabeth Kraft, Commercial Vehicles Manager, Ford Motor Company. And remember that other site, friends, TPE number one at Ford.com. We'll be back with more of the Texas Outdoor News right after this.
People like to say, the roads are bad. Well, clearly they're not behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Just think about it. The road doesn't make itself slippery. The road didn't ask to be buried by a blizzard or demand to be cracked and potholed. And the road is certainly not trying to make you late. The road is, after all, just pavement and a little paint. But a Jeep SUV isn't just another SUV. It's the original. An adventure-seeking, trail-rated off-road slash on-road icon. With legendary 4x4 capabilities and enough available safety and security features to make your family jump for joy. Because in a Jeep SUV, there's something for every road. Good, bad, or non-existent. And depending on what you're driving, bad roads can be oh so good. Come see for yourself and get a great deal today at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, got some more reminders.
Yep, that's just it, because all these events have been canceled, but they're going to crank up again. So visit the websites of these great organizations, friends, and see how things are being rescheduled. So it's all triple W in advance, of course, but ducks.org, R-M-E-F.org, NWTF.org, SCI.org, and BigGame.org, and MuleDeer.org. So once those things get cranked up again, go to some of those great events, support the outdoors, and go there in your brand new Ford truck, okay?
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
I want to thank our guest today, Elizabeth Kraft, commercial vehicles manager for Ford.
Yeah.
What's that website one more time?
That is TPE1, the number one, at Ford.com.
Okay.
What a job they're doing.
They really are. You know, and looking at some numbers just reflective as to what was produced on a periodic basis during World War II. I mean, so many, you know, firearms, tanks, you know,
planes,
other things, planes,
right,
ships, you know.
It
was amazing,
yes,
what took place and then how quickly this has been ramped up.
That's how we won it, was our means of production.
Oh, yeah.
We outproduced all those other bad guys.
Right, we did. And let me pass on a note. Harold mentioned the different websites for the conservation groups. Mm-hmm. Having sat on the national board of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation twice and having seen the budget and where money flows in, mm-hmm, the fact that fundraisers are not taking place right now,
right,
really impacting them. So if you are going to spend a few $100 or whatever you can at the fundraiser,
yeah,
send it to them.
There you go.
Continue to support our conservation fundraising groups because they're the ones that are protecting wild places and wild things.
And you can also join.
You definitely can do that.
Right?
You can definitely
sign up. Get the magazine. Buy the t-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, get the gimme hat. Do the whole thing, all right? Remember, though, get out there in the field and on the water, and if you catch some clown out there doing it wrong, then you better turn him in, especially this day and age, okay? Operation Game Thief, 800-792-GAME. Remember to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. You can replay the shows. They're all archived there. All the information you can use is there, okay? Remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there. Join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.